bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Welcome to the Ian Ellis Podcast. I'm your host, Ian Ellis, and as usual, I'm joined by my main man.
Yo, yo, it's Leroy Hiss. How y'all doing out there, man? How y'all feeling? What's up?
So we got to introduce the show. In this show, you're going to hear some new material.
All day.
I'm the only comic that puts out new material every week.
Yup.
Girls on Kill Tony do it. They do a minute. I do 5 minutes. I've been doing it longer than Kill Tony's been around. So if that kind of stuff is impressive, I should be impressive to you.
Honestly, like, think about it. Like, he puts out new material every week.
People, if it's important, follow me instead of them.
Yeah, please follow him, man. This is a creative person over here. He got the juju.
So you're gonna hear my set, and you're gonna hear some music, and then you're gonna hear after the show me and Leroy chilling again. This pre-show. Pre-show introduce the show. And we're gonna have some deep thoughts. We're gonna be smoking.
Oh yeah, having a good time, passing that good time around, man. When we do what we do, we call it good time.
By the way, there's instructions for listening to my podcast.
Oh yeah, all day. Number one,
it's like a audio acid trip.
It is.
So this isn't work podcast. This is
this
probably not go to the gym podcast. This is late at night.
Yeah,
sit on the porch.
Yeah, or on the couch. Or in the garage, depending on where you're listening to.
Wherever you hang out.
Yeah, wherever. The car. Wherever you at. With your peoples.
Pour yourself a drink.
Hell yeah. You gotta have a drink.
Smoke yourself some smoke.
Oh man, have that good time rolled up. That's what we're talking about. That good time.
Go ahead and be doing that for about 5-10 minutes before you listen to my podcast.
You gotta pre-do that. You just gotta pre-do that because, you know, you had a stressful week. You need to unwind. That's why you do it. Then throw on that podcast.
You need to do a pre-show to my show.
Yeah, your own pre-show to the pre-show.
But just go ahead and do your own. Just get on YouTube, squirrel around, find some music.
Don't fall in them rabbit holes. You know, we all do. But come back. Then come back.
And then when you're feeling good, come back to the podcast.
Yeah, listen to your music.
Listen to these jokes.
Yeah, listen to these jokes, man. We out here slanging, boy.
Ponder these thoughts.
All day.
And then tweet about me and Facebook about me.
Yep.
So people learn about me.
Exactly.
Hopefully we can start setting some standards.
I mean, we can do it right now.
Because there's no standards out there. We can set our own standards.
Yeah, I agree.
But we live up to them.
Let's do it, man. Let's be the person of our word.
That's not what comedy's doing, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, you should roll with us.
I'm telling you, set your own standards. We set the bar.
So we're here. Last episode was called Choices. Do you want to do this after the show?
Choices. Yeah, we'll let you know after the show what this episode will be called.
Because you were going to go to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And then you did go to L.A.
Oh, I got some stories to tell you.
And now you're back around already.
Yeah, I'm back, man.
Like a boomerang.
Hey, because you know what? Honestly, it's because I listened to the last podcast. We have choices, man. Everybody has choices. And you have to make the right moves. The right moves are sometimes the best moves for yourself. You know? You got to go through it.
You got to make the choices and you got to process it.
Hell yeah.
We'll talk about that.
These podcasts, if you guys don't know, they're really close to heart. Everyone that we talk about is one that we have experienced or that we're going through or one of us is going through right now. So it really ties in with our personal life. So if you want to get to know more about us, really listen to the podcast because it's just us, how we feel that particular motherfucking day with our good time.
Isn't comedy more fun when it's intimate? When you feel like you know the people?
All day. All day. I'd rather perform. This is me. Like, I don't mind Madison Square Garden, or we'll just say United Center because that's where I'm from. I don't mind that. I'll take that. But what I'll prefer, something up close and personal where I can reach out and touch you. Intimate.
You know what I like is continuity.
True that.
I got a different audience every time I step up there. But if you're listening to the podcast, there's some continuity that only you're going to get. Some jokes that are just for you.
That's true.
Because you're here for the whole ride.
Exactly. Oh, I like that. That's on a deep level. Hell yeah. I like that.
All right. So check out my set, and then we're going to see y'all in a few minutes.
Oh, we're going to have a good time, man. New jokes.
New jokes.
Hot comics.
Coming up.
Uh-huh. chasing every nigga dream. Cause every hot nigga wanna get the cold cream. Fuck the money, I think of no other fucking thing. These other niggas won't come near me, Colorado Springs. Haters try to spread their wings, but always shoot the bird. 33 green ale, smoking on that Larry Bird. About to pay for way for real, niggas feel the slots. And I'm the first to fight, y'all let me start this hot. I'm more focused than a train of thought, or I'm more potent than I crack when it's fresh about the pop. I've never seen it though, I'm just know I'm cold. And if you think you better step into my tight rope. Yeah, don't look down now.
Comedian,
so incredibly funny. Please keep your hands together for Ian Ellis.
She's being super nice to me.
It's weird because I'm going to be mean. She's part of the LGBTQ LMNOP community. I don't know what it is. She has an alphabet in front of her sexuality. He's laughing and shit is funny. Last comedian looked like Andy Kaufman. Dead from the nose up. Looked like a creep. I want to take you seriously. I feel bad for people that have like an alphabet in front of their sexuality. Not because they're doing anything wrong, it's everybody else. I'm like, what the fuck? Why do you care? It's people that fuck and people that are not fucking. She's fucking. She saved you the guessing work. Was she fucking? Who cares? See if you can talk her into it. Not everybody's a good gang. It's like a tough time to say that. Like people think being gay absolves you of your sins. Like Milo Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos. He'll like say stuff that's like super racist and super homophobic, and he'll be like, "Oh darling, I suck a black dick." Doesn't mean you're not a jackass. Just means you're a cocksucker. You can be a racist and a cocksucker. It's pretty much what cocksuckers are. You don't get powers for sucking a dick. You can't be like, "I'm not dumb, I blow a scientist." Oh, you're a dizzy bitch. Shut the fuck up. Look at my note. People think I'm sexist. That's been a weird night, because she's all LGBTQ, and then everybody else is like, these bitches ain't shit. By the way, Milo's a cocksucker. You know what cocksuckers get? What's coming to them? Swallow it. I'm scared of you. He sucks a dick. Don't be scared of cocksuckers. Fuck him. People think I'm sexist. Like, I met a girl today, and I was like, "All right, pretty lady." And she's like, "I have a name." And I was like, "I don't care." It's not about women. I don't care about anyone. I haven't remembered a name in 25 years. I was 11. Some guy was like, "Hi, my name is..." And I was like, "I don't care about this person. I don't have to remember." And I didn't bother. I wish I could say to more people, like, "It's okay, you don't exist to me. I don't care what's going on in your life. I'm doing my own thing." Goddamn, how the fuck did I get the light already? A lot of people think animals are smart. Clap it up if you think animals are smart. They're not, they're fucking retarded. They're like, "My dog understands me." My cat's been saying the same thing for like 15 years. I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. And I'm way smarter than a cat. Alright, my name's Ian Ellis, so that'll be good night.
Ian Ellis. Okay, you guys. All right, full disclosure,
work. I understand how I talk. I understand how I dress. I understand what I look like. I am not the captain of the softball team. Okay. In high school, I was asked to be because I was very athletic. But I turned them down because practices were at 6 a.m. And that's just way too early to lick pussy.
Nice.
Nom, 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 nom.
The
sex comedian is very fun.
Frank.
Head shot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it.
What is swimming? Okay, you guys. It's awkward. Now it is. Okay, clap it up your next comedian, Mr. Leroy Hitz.
Yeah! Get him!
All right, let's give it up for your host, Mason Norris. Clap it up.
She crazy.
Fuck, man. She might be gay, but I still fuck. I'm just saying, man. She's thick in the waist, man, and cute in the face. So right now, I'm super high. I'm high as fuck right now. Every week, I know it's the same damn thing, but I like smoking weed. What can I say? I know there was one dude who came in the door. He was super high, too. He couldn't even open his eyes. Like, he was that high. I was like, man, look, he's high as fuck right now. I wish I was him. Oh, wait, I could be him. It worked out really, 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 really great, guys.
That's all I'm talking about.
So, man, I'm facing a lot, man. I'm thinking about changing religions up. I'm a Jehovah Witness right now. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. That's what I love, man. Thank you. Whoever clapped, man. It's not because, you know, because we got to go door to door and stand in hot weather. I don't mind that. I'm a people person, so I really like it. I'm excited. I'm like, look, they need to cut their grass. I'm going to let them know. You know, I'm really excited. Oh, the reason why I'm thinking about switching religions is because, man, it takes you 4 hours to get the fuck out of the parking lot of church. 4 fucking hours. So I'm telling you, I gotta sit in my car next to the person I can't stand and look at them while they don't let me in for 4 fucking hours. It's so bad they got people to go like this with a car. Oh, church is good. All right. So I'm thinking about switching guys. I don't know. I don't want to be in traffic no more, man. Take my people skills somewhere else. That's what I'm thinking about. I found out that back in the day, a sign of torture, or how they dealt with people, was tickling. They tickle people, right? So could you imagine, like, being checkers like them? We got two black people in a buggy. These days. Sir, what you got in the buggy? Got some drugs in the buggy? We know there's drugs in the buggy. I don't got shit in the buggy. Fuck you, man. Fucking pig. Fuck you. Sir, you know what? Get out of the car right now. Get out of the goddamn car right now. No, I'm not getting out of the car. All right, I'll get out of the car. Put your hands up. Here it comes. Tickle. All right, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Quit resisting. I'm going to tickle harder. Tickle. I'm just saying, that was a good sign of torture. Bring that shit back. Because I ain't ticklish, bitch. So I'm just, pocket. All you gonna see is legs. Go, go. This is like, this is a fun fact. I had to do my research on it. It was true though. Weed was made illegal in 1937 by a man who testified that drugs made his wife fuck black people.
No!
Yeah. So think about this. I think it was the guy's great, 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 great grandpa who was in Congress, who was in the Senate, was talking about, well, you're gonna legalize that marriages. You know what? Next, they're gonna be fucking our dogs and shit. That's his grandpa. He was like, you know what? They're fucking our white women. Let's make weed illegal. Bullshit. Fuck. Faggot. White guy. That's my timer. I got one more minute. I'll finish it up.
10 seconds.
10 seconds? All right, so whoever wants to smoke weed with me, just meet me outside, man. I got some weed on my head.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to let the next comic go, but meet me outside. I'm talking
facts.
About you, homie. You know where you're at. All right. Let's bring it up with your host, who's in the face and thick in the waist. Cut it up. But she's gay. It's okay. Cut it up. I'm going to tell you what. Because it's gay.
She's gay. It's okay.
Cut it up. She's gay. It's show, man. Cut it up.
They were so get her.
Where's the one at? Okay, I'm going to put down
a delicious softball player.
It's like, just leave. Just leave.
Powerful hips. Her nipples are showing. She's very excited. The gay woman is very aroused. Alright, y'all. Now it's time for me and Leroy to talk some shit. Butt, butt, butt!
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. All my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece the Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
I say, don't you know? You say you don't know.
Welcome to the ENL's podcast. I have recut the end of this episode. In the end of the last one, me and Leroy were turned up. We were talking a whole bunch of garbage. And it just left me feeling uncomfortable because it's not what I'm about. So I'm going to go back, pull that episode off. Well, if you're listening to this, the episode has been pulled off. And cut out the end part with me and Leroy. And now you're listening to this. This is the new ending to it. Yeah, like we started out with a gag of like there's always a straight man and then there's, you know, the person who's threatening and being mean and stuff. And so on this one it was me being mean, and I don't like that. I don't like putting that kind of energy into the universe. So next week we will be back. All kinds of controversy has happened since then and we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, I'm doing this because it's my podcast and I can do what I want. Alright guys, more blessings and love, less anger and stupidness. All right. Peace.